All right, ready to dive into some Web3 dApps.
Ooh, yeah.
Apps, right? Decentralized applications. I feel
Yeah.
like we should explain what a dApp is.
Yeah, let's break that down. So
Okay.
a decentralized application, it's basically an application that runs on a blockchain network. That means no single entity controls it.
So no Google, no Amazon,
Yeah.
nobody. It's completely.
Decentralized.
Okay, so we've got a great article that we're going to be looking at today, and a video that goes through a whole bunch of examples.
Yeah, 12 example.
Yeah, 12 examples. And our mission here is to help you kind of see if this is something that can really revolutionize your industry and boost your bottom line, right, as a business decision maker.
Absolutely. And I think what's fascinating here is that it really does open up a whole new world of possibilities because when you don't have that central control, things can get pretty interesting in a good way.
So you mentioned blockchain. Can you maybe just explain that in really simple terms? I think a lot of people hear blockchain and they can't quite wrap their heads around it.
Yeah, for sure. Think of it like a digital record keeping system,
Okay.
but it's not stored in one place.
Okay.
It's distributed across lots of computers, and every time a transaction happens, it gets recorded on this blockchain. And because it's spread out, it's incredibly secure, and it's also transparent.
Oh, okay. I see. So it's really, really, really hard to hack it or to change anything.
Yeah, exactly. Because you'd have to hack thousands of computers
Right. Yeah.
simultaneously.
And it's all like out in the open.
Exactly.
Okay. So that's blockchain for you.
That's blockchain in a nutshell.
That's blockchain in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have blockchain and then we have these dApps. And you said dApps were built on the blockchain.
Yes.
Okay. So how do dApps actually benefit businesses in a practical sense?
Well, I think one of the key things is that it eliminates the need for a middleman.
Okay.
So, traditionally, if you wanted to, let's say, transfer money, you would have to go through a bank,
Right.
right? But with a dApp, you can do that directly.
Okay. So it can save you money because you're not paying the middleman.
Exactly. And it can also be a lot faster.
Right. What are some like are there other examples of dApps that could impact a business's bottom line?
Yeah, there are tons. One that I think is really interesting is supply chain management.
Okay.
So you can imagine a dApp that tracks the entire journey of a product
Oh wow.
from the raw materials all the way to the
Just
consumer.
so you know exactly where everything came from.
Exactly. And you could be sure that it's authentic.
That it's the real deal.
Exactly.
Okay.
And that can be really important for things like luxury goods or food products.
Where you need to know that it's not counterfeit or that it hasn't been tampered with or anything like that.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is really cool. I'm definitely seeing the potential here. But I'm still wondering what are some real world examples? What are some dApps that are out there right now that people are using?
Yeah, let's get into some specifics.
Okay. So let's take a quick break and then we'll come back and we'll start talking about some real world dApps.
Sounds good. We were talking about how blockchain is this like immutable record, and I think one of the really interesting things about that is that translates to like reduced risk for businesses.
Oh, okay.
Imagine a world where your contracts are self-executing, like they're tamper-proof,
Okay.
and that's all thanks to smart contracts living on the blockchain.
Smart contracts.
Yeah, have you heard of smart contracts before?
I have heard of them, but I couldn't really tell you what they are.
Okay, yeah. So basically, it's code
Okay.
that automatically executes when certain conditions are met. So think about it like a digital agreement that
Okay.
enforces itself.
So you don't need a lawyer or
Except
exactly
for
like a middleman?
you don't need all that paperwork. You don't need all those lawyers, all those
So
fees.
this is saving time and money.
Huge, huge efficiency boost for businesses. And it can also reduce the potential for disputes because it's all right there in the code. Like there's no ambiguity,
Okay.
So think about it like a real estate transaction, right?
Yeah.
That's traditionally like so much paperwork, so many parties involved.
Yeah, it's a
That's
nightmare.
a nightmare.
So much back and forth.
So much back and forth, but with a dApp
Okay.
that's powered by these smart contracts, you could streamline that whole process. You could reduce the need for all those intermediaries and save everybody a ton of time and money.
So this is huge for industries that are like bogged down by all this like bureaucracy.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Are there other ways that businesses can kind of use this to be more effective?
Yeah. I mean, I think data security is a big one.
Okay.
Right? Like we're, you know, as consumers are becoming more and more concerned about their data.
Oh, absolutely.
Businesses are really under pressure to show that they're handling data responsibly.
Yeah, it seems like every day there's another data breach.
It's constant, right.
Yeah, it's like, you know, so it's a huge risk for companies to manage.
It's a huge risk. And I think this is where dApps can really shine because the data on a blockchain
right.
is distributed, right?
Okay.
It's cryptographically secured.
Okay.
So it's very, very difficult to tamper with.
So this is like Fort Knox for your data.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like having a digital vault for sensitive information.
Okay.
And that can really help businesses build trust with their customers.
Yeah, because people are, I mean, I know I'm very concerned about who have my data, what are they doing with it?
Right. And you should be, and I think businesses are starting to realize that this is something that consumers really care about.
Yeah.
And that they need to take seriously. And so I think dApps can play a big role in addressing that concern.
Okay, so it's not just about protecting against like hackers from the outside.
Right.
It's also about like managing like internal access.
Yeah.
To sensitive information.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, sometimes the biggest security risks come from within an organization.
Well, yeah, for sure.
And dApps can help you manage that as well.
Right.
You know, you can make sure that only authorized personnel have the necessary permissions to access certain data.
Okay.
And that can really reduce the risk of human error or even malicious activity.
Hmm. Okay, so we've talked about cost savings, we've talked about security. What about new revenue?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, can dApps help businesses generate new revenue?
Absolutely. I mean, we talked about DeFi a little bit, right?
Right.
And how that's kind of revolutionizing finance.
Yeah.
But there's so many other possibilities. You know, imagine like a loyalty program.
Okay.
Where customers earn rewards in the form of like digital assets that they can actually own and trade.
Oh, well, okay.
You know, or think about how dApps could be used to facilitate like micropayments for content or services.
Mm.
You know, so there's all sorts of new ways that businesses can monetize their offerings.
So it's not just about like doing what you're already doing but better.
Right.
It's like opening up a whole new world of possibility.
Exactly. It's about creating entirely new business models.
Wow, this is incredible. So it sounds like, you know, we've just scratched the surface here.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I'm sure our listeners wondering like, okay, this is all great in theory, but how do I actually get started with dApps?
That's the million-dollar question.
Yeah.
And that's something that we're gonna dive into in the next part of our deep dive.
Okay, so stay tuned.
Yeah, we're gonna explore the practical steps that businesses can take to evaluate, experiment with, and ultimately integrate apps into their operations.
Awesome. Can't wait. Okay, so we've talked about all this amazing potential. But how do businesses actually get started with this?
Yeah, that's the question, right? It can seem a little daunting, but honestly, it doesn't have to be. I think a good place to start is just education. You know, there are tons of resources out there.
So you're saying do your research first. Don't just jump in head first.
Exactly. Exactly. You wouldn't launch a new product without understanding your market, right?
Right, right.
Same thing here. So, you know, spend some time. Read some articles, watch some videos, take a course, whatever it takes to get a good grasp on the basics. And then once you feel like you have a handle on that, then you can start thinking about, okay, how does this apply to my business?
Okay, so you understand the tech, then you figure out, okay, where does it fit into my business?
Yeah, exactly. What are your pain points? Where are you losing efficiency? Where are you struggling with transparency? You know, could a dApp offer a solution?
So you're looking at your business with a fresh perspective and saying, okay, how can this tech help us do what we're doing already, but better?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, let's say, for example, you're in the food industry. You could use a dApp to track your supply chain, you know, from farm to table, give consumers that transparency about where their food is coming from.
That builds trust.
Exactly. Yeah. And it can also, you know, potentially even allow you to charge a premium for your products because people are willing to pay more for that peace of mind.
That's a great example. So it's not just internal, it's also like, you know, how you present yourself to your customers.
Exactly. Yeah. And the beauty of it is that dApps are so versatile. They can really be tailored to fit a wide range of needs. So once you've kind of identified, okay, here's a potential use case, then you can start looking at, okay, what are the dApps that are out there that are already doing this? You might be surprised. You might find that there's already a dApp that does exactly what you need.
So you don't always have to build it from scratch.
Exactly. Yeah. And even if you do, there are platforms and tools that make it a lot easier than it used to be. You don't need to have a team of, you know, blockchain developers on staff to get started.
That's good to know. Okay, so let's talk about cost. I mean, obviously, there's going to be some cost involved in implementing this.
Of course, of course. I mean, like any new technology, you know, there's going to be costs associated with development, with integration, with training your staff, all that stuff. But I think it's important to view those costs as investments. Because remember, dApps can actually save you money in the long run. You know, you're automating processes, you're getting rid of intermediaries, you're increasing efficiency.
So it's not just about the upfront cost, it's about the long-term ROI.
Exactly, exactly. And that ROI includes not just the financial gains, but also, you know, the increased security, the enhanced transparency, you know, the stronger brand reputation, all those things.
Yeah, that makes sense. Any other advice for businesses who are kind of, you know, thinking about getting into this?
Yeah, I would say start small. Don't try to, you know, boil the ocean all at once. Pick a specific department, pick a specific process, pilot a dApp there, see how it goes, gather some data, measure the results, and then if it makes sense, you can scale it up from there.
Okay, so start small, scale up if it works.
Exactly, yeah. And the other thing I would say is collaborate. You know, the dApp space is incredibly collaborative. There's a really vibrant community of developers and entrepreneurs and businesses that are all, you know, eager to share knowledge and learn from each other. So, you know, don't be afraid to reach out, attend some events, participate in some online forums. You know, the collective wisdom of the community can be really valuable as you're, you know, kind of navigating this new world.
Yeah, that's great advice. It's so interesting how collaborative it is because, you know, in the tech world, it's usually so competitive.
Yeah, it's a little bit different. There's definitely a sense of like shared purpose in the dApp space. Yeah. You know, people really want to see this technology used to create a better world.
Well, I think that's a fantastic note to end on. We've covered a lot of ground today, and I hope our listeners are feeling as excited about the potential of dApps as we are. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of Web3 dApps. We hope you leave feeling informed, inspired, and ready to explore the incredible possibilities of this game-changing technology.